Mario is woke, Nintendo job listing emphasizes culturalization and DEI awareness. By Lucas Nolan on April 3, 2024. Nintendo of America has highlighted the importance of culturalization and DEI awareness in a job listing for a localization production specialist position based in Redmond, Washington. That Park Place reports that the job description, posted on Nintendo of America's career page, outlines various responsibilities for the role, with a notable emphasis on the candidate's awareness of culturalization and DEI-related topics. This requirement is listed as one of the 18 bullet points under the localization duties section of the position. Localization in video games is the process of taking games typically published in Japanese and translating it into English for a Western audience. It has become a hot topic of debate as progressive leftist localizers often change the original game's text to suit their personal worldviews, a trend Nintendo is likely to continue by focusing on DEI in its job description. While the majority of the bullet points focus on traditional localization tasks, such as translating game text, graphic assets, voice scripts, and marketing materials, the inclusion of culturalization and DEI awareness stands out as a unique requirement. This indicates that Nintendo is not only concerned with the technical aspects of localization but also is looking for a woke employee to ensure games fall in line with leftist standards. In addition to the localization duties, the job listing also includes a marketing section, which requires the employee to leverage their understanding of game content and target market trends and culture in making recommendations and proposals related to market strategy and tactics. This further emphasizes the importance of cultural awareness in the role. Nintendo of America's commitment to woke DEI policies is not limited to this job listing. The company has an entire page on their website dedicated to DEI, stating, "We believe that our results are better when our teams represent our potential consumers and fans. We're actively building a culture where employees contribute their knowledge, ideas, and perspectives so innovation and creativity thrive." The page also highlights various employee resource groups, such as BitND, Black of Nintendo Dialogue, Rainbow, Nintendo Women, and Allies, Enable, API, and OLA, Hispanic/Latino Network, demonstrating the company's efforts to foster a woke workplace. Read more at That Park Place here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.